Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Acts 16, verse 7, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. When God gives you a green light, you must go. And when he gives you a red light, you must stop. Paul and his friends went through Phrygia and Galatia, but the Holy Spirit would not let them preach in Asia. After they arrived in Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not let them. So they went on through Mysia until they came to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of someone from Macedonia who was standing there and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we began looking for a way to go to Macedonia, sure that God had called us to preach the good news there. After a series of green lights, God gave Paul a red light. Why? Number one, because the timing wasn't right. Apollos had to go there first and lay the groundwork. Number two, because God needed Paul and Barnabas elsewhere. And number three, because God wanted them to be more seasoned before embarking on such a major mission. Note the words, "the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there." How reassuring. God loves you so much that he will save you from your own misguided plans. The Canadian preacher A.B. Simpson said, "Often there's nothing as godly as inactivity on our part, or nothing as harmful as restless working, for God has promised to work his sovereign will." Today, God may be saying to you, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in this situation. Please pay attention." From Vision's Word for Today, red lights and green lights.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.